The Sentai Review, episode 179. This show motherfucking sucks! Turtles 2. As in the next mutation. It's fucking awful. Listen to it. The review.
It fucking sucks!
Yeah, don't watch this show. Just like, you know. It's fucking bad. Let's move on.
By a rat. Now they're ninjas, how about that? Check it out, a fifth one found. Covered with who's in Chinatown. Sent away, but now she's live. With the rest, yeah, that makes five. With green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Na 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 ninja, Ninja Turtles. Na 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 ninja, Ninja Turtles.
Watch this fucking show.
Okay.
I'm going down to the fucking studio right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Shane, let me explain something.
I didn't realize
to
you were recording.
I decided to turn it on when you started doing impressions.
Right, exactly.
I don't know where that started. I just hit the button.
We've been bashing this for a while now. So,
I thought I heard you hit the. I thought I heard you hit it, but I didn't see nothing move. So right. I was like, okay, so maybe it was nothing. So that's why I put my mic down.
Right. Well, look, Shane. I know you had a bad time with this because you crammed it all like last night into today. I decided I was going to watch like half of it on Sunday. Because I had nothing the fuck better to do. Mm-hmm. So I watched about half of it. Monday morning, I got into a fucking car wreck. Because this thing killed that many brain cells. Truck's drivable. I rear-ended a bitch because I thought she went. Because she went past the fucking line that says, don't cross this line at a red light unless you're driving. So I kind of hit her. But
she was driving a green digit. Hummer, and he was like, fuck you!
Right. No, I wish that's what it was. No, I thought the bitch went, but she didn't. So, and then Tuesday I had to deal with a bunch of other bullshit from that. Wednesday, I had to fucking come home, and then there was no D&D stream to help me fucking get my brain cells back. So I debated watching Turtles, and instead said, I'm just gonna have some alcohol instead. That'll kill the brain cells quicker.
No, it won't.
Oh, they're dead.
Me. Yeah, they're dead.
No, alcohol doesn't kill the brain cells quicker. This show does.
Fair enough. It'll kill them more enjoyably then. How about that?
I'll give you that one.
I think I'm the one who got off lucky on this, because I was doing video editing. Then once that was done, hop into the last episodes.
Fair enough. But yeah, because then Thursday, because my job has been going away. They've told us that it's going to be shutting down. It's supposed to shut down next week. Fuck no. So literally, like, for the guys watching it on YouTube, which, by the way, this is a podcast. Please listen to the podcast if you want the full review instead of it being broken down to make it more user-friendly for YouTube, because that's, like, something that some of you seem to have forgotten.
It's easier to drive to work and sit through segments as you drive or while you hang out at your desk or whatever the fuck you do, like Shane, without putting too fine a picture on it. Shane drives a big ass truck and he can listen to the podcast and he can listen to it 4 hours uninterrupted. That's easy. It's a little tougher to sit in front of YouTube for 4.5 hours.
Right, exactly. and especially for a subject as stupid
on
as
one
this.
Single movie.
Yes.
About these awful turtles.
Okay, about to say, because I've done that. I have watched many of YouTube.
Right. But see, then, so Thursday, they kind of like shut everything down early. So for the YouTube audience, like I said, my job was supposed to go by Friday. Instead, they shut it down Thursday. We're like, well, what the fuck do we do now?
Let me tell you.
I mean, I could watch Turtles at work and fucking be bored and pissed off at work. Allow me to do something more fun when I get home.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't do this because now I'm on day shift and I can't do it. But back when we had to review Turbo, I was really behind.
Right.
So what I did was, I have Netflix on my phone. I put that phone behind that steering wheel. I said, Turbo. and did my job while Turbo was playing for all 50 episodes.
I love how while you were doing the fucking steering wheel pantomime, your chair was actually squeaking, so it sounded like you were driving. Or at least if you're driving my piece of shit truck the way it is now, it's making a big squeak.
Nope, trucks at work do that. They do that. No, but my week was, because we didn't do the recording the last time we hung out.
Right.
So...
Because you fuckers all went to go see Endgame, and my broke ass still hasn't had a chance to see it, because I'm broke.
Fuck, dude, and that's so bad. That's
I have $40 to my name, and I have to get gasoline,
that sucks,
and couldn't even pay my rent, and I got to take my girlfriend to a birthday dinner tomorrow, because I'm a good boyfriend.
Instead of Endgame,
Instead of Endgame,
watched The Next Mutation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You poor bastard.
Exactly. That's why I said it's been a shitty fucking week for me.
I'm just saying that I've been trying to bribe Bill with money to not let me, to like tell me to
Shane, I've told you several times now, if we don't finish this review, we can't finish Mullet Babies.
Well, and technically, I've been questioning finishing this because we've covered the part of the Turtles that were involved with the Power Rangers. And I didn't think we needed to go any further.
We don't have to do four. The TMNT, as far as I could tell, it has nothing to do with this continuity at all. It has more to do with the continuity of the three movies that we watched that are supposedly tied into the continuity of this horrific garbage.
Right.
So we do not have to watch TMNT or the Michael Bay Turtles.
Right.
We are not the Turtles review. Technically speaking, we're a tokusatsu review, because we talk Godzilla and things like that. Just so happened that since the show started from reviewing Sentai costumes, it got the name The Sentai Review.
Right.
I think Godzilla comes out this month.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe it does.
Oh, I'm gonna go see that.
And so does the, that crazy fucking movie with Superman raised wrong.
Brightburn.
Yeah, that looks
fucking
great.
Oh my god, doesn't that look great?
Yes, it does.
Everything looks amazing when all you've been watching is this garbage.
Dude,
I literally woke up this morning and took a shit that was as big, if not bigger, than this log that we're talking about.
I believe I would I was telling myself, I'm like, listen, man, I'm in the car because she went into the gas station. That's why we were running a little bit behind. I was hitting the hair. I was like, just watching it, and I was like, oh my god, I'd rather stick with my nutsack to a fucking wall.
I think that could be arranged. I think there is a fucking stapler around here somewhere. And not like a little, like,
no,
put three pieces of paper together. I'm talking like a roof fucking staple.
Now,
gun.
Because my phone is connected to my car.
Yeah.
Spencer and Amanda were also listening to the episode, and Amanda was like,
yes!
Amanda was like, oh, my fucking God.
We fucking know!
Yeah, we know! Yeah. We've had to listen for 26 fucking episodes of Certified, Turtified, fucking Green Time, dog shit.
When we were literally like a minute away from you, they fucking said that. And she's like, oh my God, stop that! That is not gonna catch on!
Yeah, no shit! But the four of us are going to hear it in our sleep till the day we die.
Oh, no, I'm still been hearing the intro music.
Oh, my God. The intro music is stuck in my head.
Dude.
God, and as soon as you said that, now it's back there.
Oh, my God, I know.
Motherfucker, stop it.
I prefer to listen to the one that we actually heard on the broadcast.
Look, at this point, I would rather listen to every stupid fucking retardedly catchy internet song, like What the Fuck Does the Fox Say, which is goddamn nothing, and fucking Baby Shark doot 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 on a fucking loop for the next fucking month.
Listen.
Then listen to that shit anymore.
Listen. No,
just to get it the fuck out of my head.
I'd rather be listening to Mullet Babies.
Yes, I would rather listen to that. Yes.
Listen, Bill, I appreciate what you tried to do for us when I got here. You know, you tried to drown out that annoying fucking intro music with some Metallica
and
with
Shane,
some Seven Dust,
Shane,
but it didn't
not
work.
Only that, not yeah. only that, but you got to be in Splash.
Now,
I'll be honest, I look forward to finishing Space.
Yeah,
at least
we all do.
I get to watch a good show.
Yeah. With a terrible fucking leader, or at least the worst one that we've seen so far.
So
again,
far.
We're only allowed from Mighty Morphin to now, because we're watching them chronifucking logically. meaning from beginning to end, so we haven't got to any of the later shit with worse leaders?
You know what we should do? We should talk about leadership. Let's talk about Power Rangers.
Nope.
We have to talk about Leonardo leadership.
Speaking of which, it's time to go around the room so we can talk about the greatest fucking...
No.
I can't lie that hard, Shane. I'm sorry. Yeah. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry. Oh, and technically, if it's great at anything, it's great at fucking destroying your brain.
Scott Action Jackson.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
I can't afford to pay my rent. I will take your money if you are offering money to not be in this.
Do you see?
Pay
you,
my rent, dude.
Do you see what this
I
show...
I will take your money so you can fucking leave.
Do you see what this show did? This show is so bad that it made Seth broke. He can't pay his rent because of this show.
No, actually, I can't afford to pay my rent because other shit fucking came
no,
up.
No, it's fine. It's fine to blame this show.
It's funny.
Blame this show.
Blame the turtles.
Yes. Oh, by the way.
Blame these turtles.
I have to tell you this, guys, right now. Growing up in the 90s, I was a big turtle fan. I had, you know those three-wheeler, like, trike things? When I was a kid, I had a turtle one. I was huge into the Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. Not this.
I think I had the same thing you did, too.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. After watching this show, I don't know if I like the turtles anymore. I honestly don't think I like them.
Oh, no. I hate these turtles. Yeah, I just hate those turtles.
But if these turtles are part of the continuity of the movies, I don't know if I like the turtles.
They're
anymore.
Part of an alternate reality. Look, again, I still haven't seen Endgame, and technically speaking, a lot of people are saying that we're a week out, so that's past Endgame spoilers if you haven't seen it yet, which is fucking bullshit. That you know you're not going to see it.
Look, nowadays spoilers drop before the movie even
happens.
I saw the ending week before it came out.
I know.
Look, because they released it overseas.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's every movie. I told you I watched almost the entire fucking Justice League film literally at Zeke's before I went to the fucking movie the next day when it released.
Yeah.
We just lined up all the fucking social media clips we could find and fucking put them in chronological order and watched an hour and 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
That's normal now. You can't be surprised.
Right.
Look, you want to know what would have blown motherfucking people's minds? Is if Palpatine would not laughed on that fucking preview and had people went to see the movie and had no fucking idea he was there at all, and all of a sudden, Palpatine, and people would have said, dude, you gotta go see this movie because something fucking happens that's gonna blow your fucking mind. But instead, everybody knows he's there. We've already talked to the director. We already know it's actually Palpatine and not a Force ghost and not a vision and yada.
Yeah.
We know too much about our movies before we go into them.
Right.
Sadly, we did not know too much about this to fucking avoid it.
Right. But yes, technically speaking, since, I guess, according to the internet, we're a week out from Endgame, so spoilers can fucking happen now. If they're going to do fucking actually talking about there's a multiverse to Marvel...
Due to the snap.
Yeah, due to the snap,
To the snap. The comic books have already referenced that the movie universe is a universe
exactly.
in Marvel.
Yeah, but that's because the comic books have already talked about multiverse shit.
By the way...
But the fucking movies are now referencing
now,
it, too.
Now that Endgame is over with, I can tell you this, unless you guys don't want to know about it, but I do know where the new Spider-Man movie takes place.
Yep.
Yeah.
After Endgame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because it's Peter trying to deal with the fact that Tony...
I also already, because I said fuck it, I already know what happened to Cap. But that's another fucking story. But again, if they're going to talk multiverse, well, technically speaking, as soon as you start fucking with timelines, guess what? Multi-fucking-verse. Hmm. Because they even kind of make reference to some shit
like that. I know this.
In this.
Listen.
They talk about it like that. That's funny that they tried to denounce Back to the Future when Back to the Future even said, every time we change something, it's not necessarily that the history changes, but he even talks about it in the second movie. He says, look,
an alternate timeline.
He says, this is an alternate timeline, so if we go further in this timeline, we're going further into a new universal set of events, because this is a new timeline events, because we fucked with something.
When old Biff brought the almanac back to young Biff in 1955, it created an alternate 1985.
They've been in an alternate 1985 since the first fucking film, because he's not supposed to have that truck. He's not supposed to have that truck. He's not supposed to have that mom and dad, and he's not supposed to have that mall.
Yep.
So yeah, because he hit the tree, became
that kid did not grow up in that life. His brother didn't have that job. His sister didn't do that stuff. His mom didn't have that life. He had a completely different fucking life. Truth be told, because of the way that shit happens, and the fact that he's so much more, like his dad is so much more. Fucking,
So technically there's about like five different timelines in Back to the Future.
Competent is right, but like, his dad is so fucking successful. How did they end up living in the same house? Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. When you moved into that house, you only had like a $70,000 budget that the bank was gonna give you. Cause you fucking worked, you were a fucking code monkey basically.
Yep.
Now you're the fucking boss, and you still only got $70,000 to live in that house. But evidently, you got more than $70,000 to buy that house because you also got that truck.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
You got that truck, and your kids are fucking going off to tennis fucking practice.
I'm
going to
say this right now.
Which means that he was probably given a $130,000 budget for a house and still chose to live there. Fucking Marty should have come home and been like, this ain't my fucking house.
Yeah. It should have been like when...
And he still had the same fucking room!
Yeah, exactly.
Back to the Future doesn't make sense in many ways when you really break it down. But, sadly, we're not here to talk about that.
Right. We could. Let's talk.
We could, and I know you want to.
Yeah.
That's
but we
enjoyable.
Have to get back to the actors
enjoyable.
Out of the way.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, and technically speaking, when it comes down to it, I mean, if they got the house right around the time that the dad and the mom first got fucking married, that might be the reason why they're still there.
James just shaking
but
his head.
This is way the fuck different, because the only thing that really changes is, oh, well, now we have fucking train sewer layer.
Yeah.
In the toilet.
Oh, there was way more that changed from the movies.
Right, but you know what I mean?
But he talked about the snap effect.
But I'm talking similarities.
Some of these shows again with these episodes, too.
Right, but again, I'm talking similarities. The only major similarity is they still have abandoned subway
toilet.
I have never in my life wanted a villain to win so bad. And actually,
wait, which villain? Because there's multiple.
Yeah, there's
seven. Okay,
of them.
Listen.
These motherfuckers
the
have a Batman
you
Rogues
Silver,
Gallery.
Silverback to win?
No, fuck
no.
him. Fuck
no.
him.
No, the second worst fucking character in the show. I don't want him to win.
Why?
We'll get to why.
Well, technically, he did end up
so
winning
great.
For a while, but
the dragon. I've never wanted Batman to win so badly because he kept talking about turtle soup, and I was hungry. I would want to see that. I would want him to see him cut those stupid turtles up and make a fucking soup.
Nah, the one I want to win is fucking Bone Steel, because if the dragons win, well, now he's going to wage war on all of humanity. Then the only thing that can stop him is the Power Rangers.
You know
if
what?
Bone Steel
no,
wins...
No, you know what?
Oh, fucking
know,
well.
No, because humanity let this abomination come into existence. Maybe we need a reset. Let the dragon win.
Shane wants to reboot the fucking world so that Turtle's next mutation never happened.
If I had a DeLorean...
But Shane, it's an alternate universe.
It's an
alternate universe where the fucking police station work in a 1950s diner with a big LED fucking neon sign with a Batman and Robin billboard above it.
Oh, wait, there goes one of my notes.
That you can see in seven different episodes. For New York City cops.
So let's please hop into the episodes, because we'll be here all fucking night avoiding it.
Episode 14. What do we got, Shane?
Which is the start on the over there? Yeah.
Is it the third disc?
It's the third disc.
Third disc. Yeah. So the first episode of the third disc, which is technically episode 14, Truce or Consequences.
So we get MC Mikey with his podcast radio program again.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. We went back to Podcast Mikey.
Yep.
Which isn't, I mean, yeah, it is, but he's actually Grand Theft Radio, basically. He's
right.
He's stealing fucking airwaves.
Let me ask you this.
The only thing that would make it cooler is if it wasn't Mikey, because then it'd be like the radio station from Jet Set Radio.
No, I'm sorry. I don't care where, I don't give a fuck where he's driving.
Right.
They're in fucking New York. New York
and
City.
Somehow he knows.
Why is there no cars?
Because I've said this multiple goddamn times. They're in fucking New York City. They're driving around in a fucking H1 Hummer and a motorcycle and Splinter's. Be stealthy! In New York fucking city, driving a Hummer and a motorcycle?
Let me tell you something. Since there apparently doesn't exist any other fucking human beings, yes, go ahead, be stealthy, drive a Hummer. There ain't no goddamn cars on the fucking road.
Do I have a way to give any form of credence to this at all? To say that it makes some kind of sense? I might.
Give it a try.
We've proven that the Power Rangers are real, right?
Yes.
Citywide curfew.
Depending on what time Mikey's up and doing this.
It makes sense.
You know what?
It's a possibility. Just
you're talking about a world where monsters come from the fucking moon and attack. And broad daylight is one thing, but like if you can't see the giant fucking monstrous rats, and yes, they have been spotted in New York City, meaning that New York is already under the impression they know about the fact that there's fucking giant mutant monsters running around.
You know what, Bill?
If there are giant monsters in New York City already roaming the streets, maybe there's a citywide curfew.
You know what? I love that. Because
only people dumb enough to break it and possibly get killed by putties or cogs or whatever the fuck else monstrosities come from the moonosphere.
You know what? That's a brilliant. And because I'm going to go ahead and take that so we don't stay on this topic any longer.
Yeah.
Yes, curfew. Got it.
All right. There's a citywide curfew put down in New York.
And what probably really enforced it was two officers did see a big walking turtle mutant.
Yeah, they really did. And the second you see a monster in this continuity, since the Rangers are real, look, there's monsters attacking cities every fucking week right now. And sometimes they grow and destroy fucking buildings and make Tatsu Constructional Industries thousands of dollars.
Millions.
Only thousands?
They make millions.
They're making millions,
man.
They're
making millions.
Tatsu can
afford
to build a fucking house on the moon.
Tatsu can afford to pay his rent, unlike me.
You should ask Tatsu for a job.
Yeah, exactly. I need to talk to Tatsu.
But then you'll never be here for reviews because it'll be like, hey guys, where's Seth at? Well, a giant monster attacked.
Yeah, giant monster attacked on Wednesday. I'm in the middle of working a crane.
Guys,
I'm
working like a double every day. I can't fucking make it.
They destroyed Tatsu's favorite building. We have to get it back up by Monday.
And we will be broken down again.
Oh, boy. Right, so we also get a rubber mask duel between Raph and Venus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Venus whooped Raph's asshole.
Yep.
Beat the shit up out of him.
Oh, you misunderstand. Raph is my favorite turtle. I don't give a fuck about this Raphael. Go ahead. I hope she kicks all of their ass.
Venus beat the shit up out of him.
And then we get a turtified lie
detector.
Certified
turtle-fied. Yeah, you know what? That's what you get for making me be here.
But
anyway, Donnie makes a lie detector.
And
Leonardo can't say katana.
That was fucking straight up shellacious.
Katana.
It's a kata.
Okay.
I'll
give you that.
And Future Scott, put in Leonardo not being able to say katana.
And also, Leo made this quote, like chicken, see if Raph's lips are moving. In this show, your lips are barely moving right.
Right.
I don't like this show, but the animatronics for a show like this are well done. When the turtles are moving their lips around, their lips and teeth and eyes, they blink, they can look back and forth, their mouths open, they have individual lip movements.
Yeah.
For a show like this, they don't have a movie budget. In fact, they're working on a Saban budget.
Yeah. Saban money.
Which is the reason why there's a lot of Yeah, there's a reason why that there's a lot of like replays and recycling shit. Like, in fact, in this episode, I'll get to it in a note, when there's 5 minutes and 13 seconds left on the episode, there's a major thing that shows, hey, look, recycled footage. Definitely a Saban show.
Right, but because Saban shows are made with half the budget of regular shows.
Yep.
Saban didn't build the Megazords. Saban didn't make the fucking motorcycles and shit. Saban didn't even make the fucking power weapons.
Yep.
That was all made on the other people's budget, and Saban just used their footage.
Yep.
The only thing Saban had to do was make a... He had to buy permits to shoot some fight scenes in a park.
Yep.
Drive to the desert every now and then. Pay for a couple of costumes. And he was able to cheap out on those costumes. He didn't even buy a fucking Green Ranger shield.
Yep.
Fucking made it from crappy cloth.
Yep.
Then they went further than that by saving even more money because the Rangers never have to appear with weapons because we don't do those fight scenes here.
Yep.
Like, they made a show.
Let's get a bunch of teenage actors who are begging to be on television.
They
give them McDonald's wages.
We give them McDonald's wages. They get none of the fucking profit share, none of the margin, what is that called when they get royalties?
Yeah,
they get no fucking royalties. I get all that. Fuck them. I get all that. I'm fucking Saban.
You got to be on TV, try to make a career after this.
Now that's the way I run my business. Look at our command center. There's a tube.
Yeah.
A couple fucking neon light strips. Some Christmas lights on a blue fucking board with fake consoles. And a bunch of wires that they probably just dug out of old radios from the garbage.
Right.
And then a black fucking room because I don't got enough money to fucking pay for an actual command center.
You forgot a globe.
Oh yeah, then I put a globe.
You put
down,
a viewing globe, yeah.
Which was probably like a fucking soccer ball or some shit that I spray painted the right color and then just used a film trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was garbage.
Yeah,
it's always been garbage. Now
yeah.
You come to this show, and we couldn't just buy footage. Every single thing that we did in this show was money.
Yep,
you actually bought garbage.
Yeah,
yeah.
They had to make that lair.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, they had to, the parks, unlike in our Power Rangers, where we very much were shooting in like a public park, like you could see it. It was an actual park. We didn't have to buy those benches or anything like that. They had a filming permit to go down there for an hour or two.
And everything's just about filmed in nighttime.
Most everything you see in this is filmed at night, which means a lot of stage lighting and things like that. And a lot of these places were built. Even the park is not an actual park. They built that. That's a set.
Yep.
You can tell that almost everything they do in this is a set. And every time they introduce a bad guy, it's a costume and it's makeup. And it's like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money, sadly, went into this show.
Yep.
And I'll bet you if you could have taken all the fucking money that went into this garbage and just gave it to the Power Rangers and said, here, guys, we're going to double your budget. Everything we were going to do with this garbage, it's your money. Do what you're going to do. We could have not only saved Power Rangers, we could have made the best fucking season anybody ever seen.
That's
ever.
Yep.
Probably why Lost Galaxy looked tons better.
Who knows?
More than likely.
Who knows? It could very well, because maybe space and... Maybe Space and Turtles were fighting over a set budget from Saban.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the main plot of this episode. Wick calls Mikey's show and tells him that, oh yeah, we're fans, me and some of the dragons, and we want to do a truce. Because we're tired of the butthead known as Dragon Lord.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah.
It's not a bad plan.
Especially when they use the lie detector to figure out if they're bullshitting or not, and know they're telling the truth. And that's because when you live under somebody like that, like somebody's rule who says, I'm the greatest ever, nobody is ever better than me, and you're just like, fuck this dude. You're not lying. Fuck that dude. I don't care about him. Fuck him.
That sounds familiar.
Yes.
It's because I was listening to Babylon earlier before we came over.
I think we're dealing with that now.
But realistically, yeah, I guess he's not totally lying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Even though he hung up the phone
as the Dragon Lord was standing next to him.
Yeah, but he's not totally lying. Yeah. In fact, we see proof that he doesn't give a shit about that fucking dude later on when he gets superpowers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a bad plan, and he did get away with lying because he wasn't necessarily lying.
Yeah,
and the turtles have every right to question this truth.
And he does. So. Mm-hmm. He does actually like Mikey's show, and some of the other dragons actually do, too. In fact, some of the dragons are not evil.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll come across that.
We get there when we get there.
Well, somebody has to like his show.
And Mikey goes on saying, lots of famous people have evil fans.
Anybody with any level of fame, even Z-grade celebrities like fucking Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith. they have evil fans.
Z-grade.
They have.
We're double Zeta levels. We're down at the bottom of the totem pole. We've got evil fans. Because there's one dude who purposely thumbs downs all of our fucking YouTube videos just
We pissed somebody off. We pissed off somebody so fucking bad that they purposely went back to every video we've done in the last 5 years and did one thumbs down on every single video we had.
Yeah.
Like, if you go through our history, there's a whole bunch of videos where they'll have like 14, 24 likes, one thumb down.
Yeah.
One. And I just keep looking, and I actually almost look forward to it now. It's I'll get on there like a week or two after we've done the episode, and there'll be one thumbs down, and I'm like, oh, that guy still hates us. Whoever that guy
is. Our fan loves us. He gives us a thumbs down.
You know, I can publicly say it right now, if there's ever another episode on the Sentai Review covering the Gundams, I will be a person who puts a thumb down.
Damn, he's a fucking hater on something that's so great.
Right. That's whatever. So anyway, so let's see. So Mikey storms off. It's because it was Mikey and Storms. Mikey storms off because the guys are giving him all sorts of shit for this truce.
Yep.
Which then we come to a...
betrayal.
Well, not even the betrayal. First we have to get to a cameo from the Happy Gilmore movie. The clown hole from the mini golf. That giant clown face in the fucking warehouse they're in.
I remember seeing
that. I was like, is that the same fucking prop from Happy Gilmore? Is that where they're coming up with all their shit? Really? But yes, then his fan club goes all Looney Tune Joker on his ass with a trap pen to steal Mikey.
For the Dragon Lord. And then Master Splinter telling his students to lie trick.
Yes, I want you to lie! Man.
Yeah.
Fight fire with fire. Either way, again, like I said, the guys go to save Mikey, and like I said, if you're watching this on YouTube, or not YouTube, on, damn it, my brain died, Netflix, like Shane and I were, because it doesn't tell you how long you've been watching, it just says how much is left. So it's really good for a show like this, you're like, oh good, my prison sentence is almost up. So when there's 5 minutes and 13 seconds left in the episode, they give you the recycled footage with Mikey sitting on the Hummer. Guys, let's go save Mikey! Oh wait, here he is. Let's just stop and be up. Fuck. Nope, we stopped. Mikey's magically disappeared again.
Yeah, I know. It's all the stock footage shit.
Right.
I caught weird moments where you'd see Mikey driving alone when it was supposed to be all of them.
I wonder if they even tried to actually film a few of those without some of the turtles. Because they could have.
All they did.
They could have.
I'm telling you,
they did it once and done.
Yes, this is Saban. They recorded the motorcycle pulling out like 4 or 5 times and said, we're done. They recorded the Hummer pulling out 4 or 5 times, shot it from 4 or 5 different angles and said, we're done. Reuse that for the entire fucking series.
Yep. So, because remember.
Hell, every time they pull the weapons off the rack, it's the exact same.
Yep.
Except for the turtle who isn't around. They just cut that out.
Yeah, they just cut that out. Yeah.
And you see that when, if Raphael's not there to pull out on the motorcycle, they just show the Humvee footage.
Yep.
And then, much like we said before, every fucking time, the fucking muffler falls off a Raph's bike.
When it does. When we see it.
Right. Because they were like, fuck it, we did the footage. We shot it once, moving on.
Now, once the Turtles do this, one of the fastest truce hoax ever, we get...
Oh, with the Burt Bacharach reference that's lost on a kid's show?
We get Wick trying to nibble at Mikey's ankle while the Turtles are fighting the dragons. And speaking of which, Raphael starts using these cooking tongs in a dragon's butt. And then pushes him against the wall while holding the tongs. I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
See, this is what happens when you listen to a show and you don't actually watch it, Shane.
I feel violated just by watching this.
Right?
The dragon's butt.
Don't worry, Shane. I understand, because after a while,
Shane,
I couldn't stand watching
this. This is not your Raphael. Remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And again, I completely understand, because after a while, I could not watch it myself either. I set my phone down on the arm of the rocking chair that's in my room, and I turned on my laptop, I pulled up an emulator, and
okay,
I played,
listen.
Seventh Saga and fucking old RPGs like that.
Did I glance up and did I watch them, like... Oh, okay. And do something else? Oh, okay. Did I listen? I did listen. Except for one of these episodes. One of these episodes, I honestly will not say much because I don't like that character so much, I did not watch that episode. It played, and I ignored it.
I was going to say
fair enough.
That his dragon teeth are not strong enough to puncture turtle skin.
No.
Right.
Oh, you mean going like that?
Yeah.
He's gumming at it.
Physically, he was incapable of eating him, which makes me feel like the dragons are not the big issue that we were led to believe. Not that we ever truly believed they were an issue to begin with.
At least not him, but then again, at the same
it
time...
It is Wick. Wick's a little...
Right, but
thing.
Even then, here's the other problem, too. I feel as though the Dragon Lord is completely incompetent. Like, at first, he may have had some form of competency, but now, yeah, I know, dust off your shockwave, Bill. Because every fucking time we come to him, like, this is the problem with jumping back and forth between two series. We go to Astronema. What does she do? Oh, your Rangers without powers? You. Watch these fuckers. I'll be right back. And she goes to her ship to come down to destroy them. Blow them the fuck up. I'm done with you. The Dragon Lord. Oh, I have all of you captured? Oh, fuck, they're breaking out. Quick, henchmen, get them. Henchmen, why aren't you getting them better?
Shitty henchmen.
Come on, do better. And he's just fucking standing there.
Take the fucking salad tongs out your dragon ass.
I'm going to tell you something. This Dragon Lord, when he was in the fucking spirit world, and he was like...
He was a hardcore bad motherfucker.
Now he gets his villainy from? Let me tell you something. He's so incompetent. I'm going to tell you something right now. He in the spirit world. He had nothing else to do, right? He's just there fucking waiting to get released. Let me tell you something. He was like, what can I do to pass the time? Oh, let me watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze. And he's like, that Shredder, he knows what he's doing. Stand there. Look imposing. That's how you capture people. That's how you win the day. So he took that advice, and he did that. And he was like, something doesn't seem right. Maybe I should do so. Oh, no, they're gone.
Right.
Maybe I should have done something.
Instead, he should have learned from fucking Tatsu School of Construction and done some shit.
Like Tatsu.
Even if it's terrible.
Yeah, even fucking, if it's terrible.
fucking levers.
Fucking levers.
Fucking, at least he did some shit.
He did. Did he do it terribly?
Yes, but he did something.
Did he jump in that fucking crane and do something?
Yes.
He pulled the levers back and forth.
More than the Shredder.
Get them.
Stop sucking.
Right.
Look
who
out.
Who hired that fat guy?
You did.
Toka. Oh. Reza.
No, actually,
get them.
I didn't hire him. I was in a dumpster.
No. Shane. It's literally. This is Shredder. Toka. Reza. Get them. Bang.
They're babies.
That's what he learned from Shredder. That's why he's the bad one to pay attention to.
I am telling you, man.
They're not stupid. They're living creatures.
Bang.
Okay, they're stupid.
Okay, they're stupid.
Okay, they're stupid infants.
Oh, my God, dude. That was amazing.
I'd feel better now. Okay, so yeah, so the guy saved Mikey, and then Mikey goes right back to doing the fucking radio show. Hey, dumbass, if you're trying to hide from your enemies, don't do the same fucking thing.
Well, he was doing it before the dragon showed up.
That's true.
That'd be like if we had one bad experience. Yeah, yeah. It seems to be his hobby. If we had one bad experience and then we just gave up on the radio shit forever, like, look, Turtles 1, 2, and 3, the movies do not show it, but that Mikey didn't do radio.
Right.
We are looking at a different Mikey affected because the Turtles went back in time in part 3.
Yep.
And they all grew up very different and very separate. And we've already talked about the fact that Donnie became more of a technophile.
Yep.
He fell into his own shit and jerked his training. And every turtle did this in their own way. Like, Leo kind of stomped off to become his own turtle earlier than he ever should have.
Right.
And Master Splinter was never taken seriously, so they learned almost nothing except for the basics.
Fair. Basics.
Even though, according to them, we've mastered every fucking weapon in ninjutsu.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yep.
Okay, the episode's done.
Yep. Next episode.
Episode 15.
Sewer crash.
Sitting in front of a computer all day. It's not healthy, says Raph, sitting on the couch in front of a TV.
All day.
All day, yeah.
Which, once again, goes into their training method. This is the way that these turtles live.
Yep.
They just do stuff, fucking teenage dumb stuff, all day long, and are somehow super buff, strong, fucking athletic Ninja Turtles.
Well, except for Mikey. Mikey's the only one who is actually sitting in the kitchen, but, you know, sometimes that actually can be some form of weight training.
So Donnie gets brainwashed by a bunch of zeros and ones.
Yeah. Donnie gets brainwashed in a fucking AOL chat room.
Yep. Via Matrix code.
Via Matrix code.
He had to wait to be controlled because it had dial up.
Somebody fucking said age, sex, location, and Donnie was like, banana.
Yep.
No, the banana doesn't come up yet. And then the brainwash was apparently good enough for Donnie to still be able to drive a Hummer.
Right.
To rob a jewelry store.
Sleeper agents can still pilot fucking jets.
And the first time we see Donnie with a full black face mask with the purple around.
He wore a black bandana over his black bandana.
Yep.
It's purple. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. That's why I just said,
hide your identity.
And then we find out the villain of this episode, the fucking ape.
Yep,
oh, shit. Silverback!
Yeah, next episode.
What?
Yeah, fuck this shit.
You don't want to talk about Banana Silverback, man?
But Shane, it's great, because especially near the end, when Raph starts figuring out what the fuck is going on, and it's banana, 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 banana.
As much as I hate this ape guy, this episode did remind me one of our cartoon versions, where I think the episode was called Cowabunga Shredhead, when Mikey and Shredder was, like, changing minds and stuff. It kind of reminded me of that one.
This whole plan, even though executed terribly and done in this show so it can't be taken seriously even in the least.
Right.
Not an awful plan to fucking brainwash a turtle and have a turtle steal shit for you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, pretty good.
Banana.
Yeah. All right, yeah, and that episode sucks, so we're going to move on.
Yeah, you're kind of not right, because a lot of mine is literally just fucking Raph and Donnie fucking going back
and
forth.
Have Donnie.
Yeah.
Episode 16.
Going Ape.
Bone Steel's ready!
Yep, Bone Steel, Raphael.
Hold on, I'm still deleting notes. Fuck, I got a lot to delete.
Oh, I'm not deleting yet. They go into an abandoned mansion house?
Is this with the gorilla?
Yes, because first Bone Steel tries to get Raph, and Raph fucking Bugs Bunny's his ass. Raph runs into the abandoned house, which I thought was going to be another crossover.
When I saw the newspaper, it's like, kill a gorilla escapes. Oh, now we get a crossover with King Kong.
Well, not
actually,
only that,
when he ran in the house, I thought we were about to do a Beetleborgs.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so
Beetleborgs.
Did I.
Because the layout in the interior
was
like,
do more than
is
that?
This a Beetleborgs or is this like
it
one
could
of the
be
places?
A, it could be a restaged yeah. Beetleborgs house. Because, yeah. Look, in order to save money, you see this a lot. Back when they were making the Star Trek movies, the same bridge that was used for the Enterprise and the Enterprise refit and the Enterprise A, that bridge would be redressed to play as the bridge of the Reliant. Or yeah. They would redress it to use it as the battle bridge on Next Generation. Yep. So that's the same bridge that you're seeing. They would just would redress it and change out little things so they didn't have to build mm-hmm. a new set. So that very well could be,
yeah.
And I really don't care one way or another because
yeah,
I don't like the fucking Borgs.
If it wasn't Beetleborgs, I would say it's one of these like weird... Mighty Morphin episodes where they weren't inside a mansion or something.
Right, yeah, but right, Mighty Morphin but, is yeah. probably using that. Look, I don't know what studio they were working at.
Yeah,
just because it's Saban, if they say they were working on the Fox Studios.
Yeah.
At Universal, at Fox Universal, or whatever the fuck. What is it called? 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
Say they were working at the 20th Century Fox Studios. Maybe there's a couple of houses and like designs like that. That are used for the Goosebumps fucking shows that were going
right.
on. So they would just be yeah, like, hey, we need a fucking house. Is there a house? And they'd be like, those guys were using a house a fucking week ago for the Goosebumps thing. Can we redress that and use it? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Put some couches in it.
Yeah. Because quite literally, I was listening to a podcast many, many years ago with fucking Bruce Campbell. And he was like, yeah, I love being in this industry because I'm such a fan of a lot of these actors and that. So, you know, when I'm sitting around doing, you know, some of the shows I was on, and I get to go and stand behind a door on one of the fucking back clots at Universal, and I look up and fucking, you know, like James Garner's fucking signed his name on the wall because he was in the same fucking lot at the exact same studio doing the exact same, you know, in the exact same area for one fucking show, and I could sign my signature right next to his and be like, fuck yeah, I was next to an actual dude in, like, real fucking movies. Fuck yeah. So, I mean, they do that shit all the time.
And apparently the dragons were tracking Raphael, too.
Yep.
So now we're getting a clusterfuck inside this place.
We got
Bone Steel, we
look,
got the
I
dragons.
I even wrote it down. I said there's a four-way dance going on right now with Raph and Bone Steel and the dragons and this fucking gorilla. Because Raph and Bone Steel have to team up
yep.
because, yeah, that's...
And
too much.
And then the gorilla started chasing the dragons.
Shane, they did the fucking Scooby-Doo thing. In
oh,
the
yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did. At one point, one of my notes says, cue the Scooby-Doo running from doors music.
Right.
And then at one point, the dragons start setting up a Scooby-Doo trap.
Yep.
Which actually works. Surprising. It works.
Now let's get to the end, because while this episode was slightly entertaining, I'll give it that, it was slightly entertaining here.
When we're talking about the level of entertainment that we receive
from this show,
it was the one of the only episodes that
ones.
Were like you could stomach it. You could watch
yeah.
it and be like, that's dumb.
Yeah. But then we get to the end where the guys, not only are they talking shit about Raph the entire time, being like, Riff is the most fucking me guy I ever fucking know. And he's like, hey, you dragons, fucking drop the ape, type of bullshit. And it's like, okay, whatever. Riff
sets the gorilla free and gains a new friend.
Right, but then we get to the end where, yeah, he's walking around with the gorilla, and then it goes to a news report being like, and the killer ape that escaped the zoo the other day magically came back, followed by Riff and the ape still walking through the park, and it's like, the fuck is going on right now?
Did they call it a killer ape?
Yes.
Yep.
Aren't we supposed to kill those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if a bobcat or something kills a person, don't we just straight up fucking hunt it and kill it?
Yes.
No, we befriend it.
Yeah, Power Ranger Ninja Turtle logic. We befriend it.
We don't kill nothing, man.
Everything is savable. Because it's good or it's bad.
Black
and
white.
If it ain't kicking my ass,
it's good.
But this thing was kicking Raph's ass, so.
Until Raph saved it, and then all of a sudden they're best fucking buddies.
Now it's good.
Yep.
Alright, next episode.
Episode 17 is...
Enemy of My Enemy.
Donnie tries to create some electricity while Venus attempts to meditate.
Oh, yeah, they'll do this a lot now. It becomes just a standard trope where fucking Venus and Donnie will have fucking back and forth fucking arguments about, well, science is better than magic. No, magic is better than science. And then all this started way back in, like, what, episode 5?
Magic is just science that we don't understand.
As far as the main plot, some punks are attacking an old man. Splinter tries to aid him, and it's actually Urukusaki.
This fucking episode.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of the episodes that I was like...
And Splinter takes Saki to their
toilet.
It's a sewer.
Same thing.
Please don't use the jokes from this awful show.
Yeah.
We can make our own awful jokes.
No,
We've been doing it for a couple of years.
No, the whole show is a toilet. We need to flush it.
So...
We're going to do more than flush it, but that's later.
So I was trying to explain this to Spencer and Amanda when they were over, when this is playing. I was like, so yeah, that's a Rokusaki. There's your Shredder. He kind of got butt-fucked in the first episode. Second?
Second or third.
Venus split his personality, took a Rokusaki away from the Shredder persona.
So now this is weird because he fell into a coma.
And now he's kind of coming back.
Now it's almost like this Shredder personality is slowly taking him back over. Because it said that she said Urukusaki defeated the Shredder.
Yep.
Maybe while he's been in the coma, Shredder slowly but surely, whatever that personality is, one, suppressed Urukusaki and woke back up. But Urukusaki did happen to make something... Mm-hmm. He left some sort of impact because there's something wrong with the Shredder. Throughout this whole episode, I noticed something. The Shredder cannot attack anything good.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't actually physically attack the turtles, even when he seemed like he wanted to. And the only time he made any kind of direct physical major assault...
Was on the dragons.
Was on the dragons or bad guys in general.
Well, he kind of jumped... And knocked over the turtles and Splinter.
But he can't physically...
He can't attack them. He just knocked them over.
Yeah. It's almost like something is wrong with him.
He can shove them. He can, trip them up. He just can't throw a punch or a kick.
My guess is this is exactly what I was saying. Because we're living in Power Rangers-esque universe, the Shredder is some sort of ancient fucking spirit or curse thing...
Oh, you mean like that, he has with him, this golden shuriken?
That has infected Shredder, that has infected Urukusaki, and since Urukusaki has been able to bar it now, it no longer has the same power, and there's just enough of Saki left that for some reason the Shredder can't make attacks against friendlies.
Yep.
Although we did have a nice little sparring between Saki and Splinter.
We also are given information that there's some sort of golden shuriken that we will never get any answers on because the show was canceled, thank God.
Yeah. they say, oh, well, the golden shuriken is given to the leader. It's got fucking magic in it.
And apparently it was supposed to go to Splinter.
It was supposed to go to Yoshi. And then it got stolen by Oroko. And then, because Yoshi died, technically speaking, Splinter is supposed to be the one to hold it.
But no. It would have went to whoever would have been under Yoshi, which is definitely not his pet rat.
Right.
His pet rat would not have been his greatest student. So even though Splinter makes a big deal, like, it is actually mine, was the property of my master Yoshi. That wasn't your master.
Yeah.
That was your owner. There is a mighty significant difference.
Right.
Your master had students. I don't know who they were, what was going on, but...
I was about to say, in this instance, yes, technically there is a difference between the two, but... Leaving that alone for right now. That's a different subject where owner and master are the same thing.
And we get some FaceTime between Saki and the Dragon Lord. And once Wick gets the Shurikai, he kind of does a weird keep-away game with the Dragon Lord.
We never get to see this thing do anything.
No.
I'm thinking...
Not until the end when he's fucking standing there and holding it. Wah-ha! Ah-ha-ha-ha!
And it kind of becomes full-fledged Shredder again.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything. He just stands there.
He just
there.
Fucking holds
back.
It. I don't think this thing has any magic.
Yeah,
I think
it's a
fucking
placebo.
I think it's a sentimental fucking placebo relic.
Right.
Because we didn't see it fucking do anything. In all fucking Power Rangers continuity, when some fucking item has secret magic, we see that it has secret magic.
Right.
In this, they just talk about it having spiritual, powerful battle magic, and it's just a fucking golden shuriken. That's all it is. And it was spray-painted gold at that. It's as cheap as you can get.
Right.
It's a fucking sentimental fucking relic. Probably some sort of emblem passed down from masters to their students to say, now you have to pass on what you have learned.
Yeah.
And the turtles pull off a big ballady with some of the dragons.
This will give you strength. Right. Yeah. This will give you strength. Feel it. Relish it. Understand it. Keep it with you. This will be the driving force that helps you teach the next generation.
Master, now,
Master, I feel it.
That's
I feel
right.
the power.
You do.
I'm taking this to a pawn shop.
Exactly.
Right. Now, unfortunately, and fortunately, since it did get canceled, the only thing that I could think of is if we would have had another episode with Shredder coming back in, it could have been some bullshit like, oh, well, now this shuriken actually gives you, like, ranger powers, because augmented human.
Listen.
Shane, before you say anything, let me help you. Next! Because episode's over.
Episode 18.
King Wick.
Wick originally tries to create a potion to heal the Dragon Lord's headache, and it gives
Next.
Him powers instead.
Next! was that episode 18?
Yeah, I don't know.
He gets fucking laser eye
this.
Powers.
Yeah, he gets laser eye powers.
He immediately takes advantage of the situation to become the
New leader.
Yep, to become the new leader.
And Dragon Lord's new name becomes Weenie.
And by the way,
toilet throne.
I despised almost everything about this show. But I will say that I literally laughed out loud.
Uh-huh.
That's rare in this show, but I did legitimately laugh when Wick said, "And from now on, you will refer to him as
Weenie.
And I didn't laugh at that part. I laughed at the villain, the fucking minion that was like, "I will not call my overlord and grandmaster Weenie." Like,
yeah.
For some reason, that dude was so fucking serious.
Right.
Like, it was like,
listen, when you get one.
Yeah,
line.
You're allowed one line.
And you get one.
As a stunt
actor. You get 10 seconds of screen time. You make that impression.
I want to say this. I think that dude was so fucking insulted for this reason. Many, many fucking years ago, about 10,000 years ago, there was nothing but good dragons.
Yep.
Then Rita Repulsa created an evil dragon to infect all the dragons and send it down to Earth to gain a dragon army. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. You were one of those minions that got corrupted into evil, and you are not important. You are one of the lowest of the low. You're fucking putty.
Yep.
Now look, that's fine, because right now you're on top of the world because you're taking it over. So you can be the lowest of the low. You're still above the guys getting fucking pushed. But then you lose all of that. You get trapped in a mirror. You become the lowest of the low. You finally escape the mirror. You get your ass kicked by mutant turtles. You got absolutely nothing. You're the lowest of the fucking pedestal. And the only thing you got is that this fucking overlord dude has the power, if he would ever fucking realize it, to actually lift us back to greatness. And now, the only guy ever in the history of this fucking organization that was legitimately under you is now the king, and he tells you the only guy that had a chance of lifting us beyond our station? Call him Weenie. Do you know how low that makes your position now that that guy is Weenie?
Yeah.
Say hello to the rogue dragon we see later on.
Yeah,
yes,
possibly.
That guy could very well be the guy that was like, "No, I will not call my lord, savior, and master Weenie."
In fact,
I'm fucking leaving.
You know,
I'm going to the glass house to fucking hide away.
Well, technically speaking, because then Wick goes, "Oh, okay, bromp," and that dude goes fucking flying like Cyclops hit him, and he goes, Anybody else got a problem calling him weenie?
And then that dude probably got up and was like, I'm a fucking
leaving.
Fuck
this place.
Like, yeah. I've literally got nothing now.
Because now all, because if my overlord is weenie, then I must be super weenie Hut Jr.
Yeah, I'm a, yeah. I'm the biggest fucking joke ever. I'm just out. I'm leaving.
So, towards the end of this episode, we see something that Leo should have done from the beginning of meeting King Wick. Sword, reflect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just reflected the fucking lasers back into his own self, and then for some reason...
That fries his superpower.
That destroyed his superpower. And then the king even says, the quickest way to lose power is to have your own power used against you. Yeah. You know what? That sounds like information that a Rita monster might actually know.
Yeah.
Because monsters, for whatever illegitimate or legitimate reason, have, like, specific weaknesses. Like... Sometimes monsters are weak to a special herb or a fucking a flower or who knows what.
Or and, Zed putties have a giant Z on their chest.
Yeah, the biggest fucking flaw ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's little things like that
target
about
the
being
size
a monster.
Of a manhole cover.
So that makes some kind of sense here, and I think that's the most I can pull out of this episode.
Right. Episode 19.
The Good Dragon.
I didn't take
this. There we go.
This is the guy that just got blasted and said, fuck this, I'm leaving.
And
I'm
now he's kicking more ass than he did before.
But yeah. What if this, just to fucking dig what we can out of this awful fucking series, what if it really was a Rita monster that came down all those years ago and corrupted all the dragons to be evil, which is information we're given in this episode.
Right.
Well, maybe the simple act of getting away from that dragon... The spell was broken. Just being mad enough to fucking leave for a while. He hid out in the fucking glass house like, I'm not going to fucking serve Lord Weenie. And then, after a couple days, for whatever reason, the fucking evil just left his person and he said, I remember what I was before he fucking showed up.
I wasn't the only one this way.
I don't want to go back. So he decided not to go back. And if we have to put anything to this... And because all these episodes are fucking bad.
Right.
But, like, it is interesting how, at the end, this dude kind of chose a noble act and said, I will not go back to what I was. I would rather imprison myself forever in the confinement of the mirror universe.
I will find other dragons, and we will come back.
Yeah, they have to be out there, he says. I know they exist now, because I'm like this. And not everybody came through the mirror with fucking Lord Weenie.
Yeah.
Lord Weenie.
All right, so episode 20. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Guest. Splinter brings down a
blind guy with a death rod.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently the blind guy that Splinter had a chess match with in the pilot, we're just now getting to see again on the 20th episode.
Evidently, Splinter is good friends with this guy, and they've been playing and hanging out for years.
And it's okay, because this guy's blind, he doesn't know he's talking to a giant rat.
In fact, he even makes little things like, oh, this will put hair on your chest. Of course, you don't seem to need that. You seem to be the hairiest dude I've ever met.
Yeah, I thought to myself...
And then he even says at the end of the episode, he says something like, why are you always wearing a fur coat in the middle of summer?
Yeah.
But the blind guy got evicted, and oh, guess what? That professor shows up in this episode again.
Yeah, that professor made a death rod. It looks exactly like a walking cane. Yep. They bump into each other. The whole oops, we switch suitcases scenario takes place. Now blind guy has a death rod.
Yep.
And apparently the blind guy gets tripped with marbles. Yep. The professor's truly evil here.
Scientist tries to take back the death rod. There's a stupid fucking joke about ping pong balls that keep falling in the sewers. Because that's our new security system, is a bunch of ping pong balls.
And Splinter complains about not being out in the daylight.
And there is one thing here as well. So when the guy takes fucking Donnie's staff and he fucking shoots it and it fucking the thing flies around the room, at one point in time, I don't know if you guys caught it, but there literally is like a red helmet down there that's designed like some of the Ranger helmets. It's clearly not. It's clearly a fucking motorcycle helmet. But when I first saw it, I was like, fuck, is that a Ranger helmet? I had to rewind it. I'm like, fuck, goddamn, what this shit is again. Okay, fuck, I missed it. All right, hold on, let me rewind it again. Goddamn, stupid, is this a Jevin? What the fuck? Okay, there it is. Well, it's kind of gotten oval, like it could be from a Zio.
It could easily just be a biker helmet, because we live in a world where Power Rangers exist and there would be merchandise.
Right, exactly.
All right, next episode is episode 21.
Like Brothers.
Now, this one starts off with sparring. It is a flashback episode.
Yes, it's a flashback episode. That's the entire thing. As I said, guys training. Raph and Leo have flashback montage fight.
Nope, there's something more to talk about here.
Yeah, there is.
One, this episode was made because they were out of money. That's true. They were out of fucking money. That's the only reason these fucking shows make these kind of fucking episodes, is because they're out of money and these cost nothing to make. But some of the flashbacks they used were from episodes we haven't seen.
And some deleted scenes.
Yep. And some deleted scenes that never played.
Like the foot unmasking, including a girl that was among them.
Yeah, that never happened. And we also never saw the fucking pirate episode.
We didn't see Raphael talking to him either.
We never saw the episode yet where Bone Steel captures them at the skate park, because that's when the vampire is around.
At a skate park / circus tent. Because that's what it seemed like. It seemed like they were in the circus tent area. But
I thought it was just like a skate park thing that was closed after.
I don't know. I gave so little of a fuck
since
I realized
enough.
It was a flashback episode. I just
set
my phone
down. No, that's
down
exactly what we're talking about. What this flashback, and I get that. You didn't even see it.
Right.
The flashback that we're seeing happens in the next episode.
And the actual clip is in the opening, too.
Oh, I know.
With the Bone Steel going, oh!
Right.
This was when I started to kind of pay attention.
See, so then you and I flip-flop. So now I have nothing to say, so talk.
You misunderstand. I said kind.
I did want to bring up something that is shared early on, saying how Leo's kind of slowed down. It's like, Leo's carrying this broadsword katana. So yeah, he kind of is slowed down a little bit.
Scissor sword
too, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Raph gets forced to leave because they make a fucking bet where, bet you can't do this. Yeah, well, I bet you I can. Yeah, well, if you can, I'll fucking leave the sewer.
Yeah, the weird thing is with their little duels that they were doing, they switched between samurai, musketeers, jousting, lightsabers, a pillow fight, and arm wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And ass!
Moving on.
Actually, no. There's one other thing I gotta bring up. Never have a flashback with that damn talking ape.
What? No. Everybody loves
Silverback.
No,
I'm going to. Gonna completely agree with Scott. He is the second worst character in this entire show.
Anyway,
next.
Episode 22.
Episode 22, 23, 24, and 25. It's all the same title. Unchain My Heart, parts 1-4.
This is the vampire that her master put down, and she did not know because he died before he passed on all of his knowledge. She's not fully trained. She's not ready for this event. And the vampire comes looking for its heart after being awoken by kid vampires.
Yep.
Who are like immortal and they're
like...
Welcome to Count Castlevania, or somewhere in China, but we have... English-speaking Chinese vampire in a spacesuit.
It's translated for our benefit. It's just like Klingons are not actually speaking basic. They're speaking Klingonese.
But when she comes out fully herself, it's like, is that some weird vampira?
Vampira.
That boy vampire.
The voiceover on the kids were horrible.
They were, but that kid had the deepest fucking voice.
Yeah, they were. All three of them were voice acted.
Yeah, all three were voice acted. But you know what's funny about the kid, right?
I kind of question if the woman was.
You could hear because the effect, and sometimes her, like even if she was the one talking, they were running an effect over her voice. It wasn't her per se.
Right. But the actual, like, the kid, the way that he was dressed and everything, they did that shit on purpose. He's an actual Japanese vampire.
Yes.
Chinese.
Are you sure it's Chinese? I thought it
was...
They're all supposed to be Chinese vampires.
Yes, that they're supposed to be in China, but the way he's designed, he's the literal paper on my face.
Yeah, that's what he is. In fact, have you ever played...
Vampire!
Have you ever played Darkstalkers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the blue girl
yes.
that has the big fucking hands? She's a vampire.
Yeah.
That's what she is. She has that weird fucking note on her face. That's
yeah.
that's what they're
and,
that's
and
what
he,
they're doing.
He's got his arms fully outstretched with the fucking the wrist bent and
yep.
he's fucking he's got a
yeah.
hop
that's
everywhere.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
They took that from Japan. From that concept.
Okay.
So, yeah. so the vampire's heart is for a while here referenced as a root because it's been in Venus's herb box thing.
Yeah,
she's
it's in
been
her herb
using.
Box that she uses.
Yeah,
to make
and it's fucking deteriorated so bad that she could never have guessed that it was a heart.
Yeah.
And even if it was, it still would have made some kind of creepy sense because you see shit like that where like they'll grind, they'll be like, oh well, we need the eyes of a fucking hawk or whatever, and then they'll you know they'll grind it up into a powder. You see that weird shit in like this
yeah.
alchemy. Fucking mystic alchemy.
Well, with the vampires showing up in New York, I'm like, insert Navi, hey, listen. Since they more or less look like the Navis in Legend of Zelda.
When they're flying around in bat form
yeah.
and they have the colors.
Yeah.
So the vampire woman needs her heart back within 4 days or she will...
This is about the only thing in this whole fucking series that has been interested. Not that it's
right.
good... Not that it's good.
No, I actually...
Yeah,
but
interesting
you could,
and good are two
yeah,
different things.
You could watch these five episodes and not be completely fucking disgusted.
Right.
Somebody... I don't know if it was one of the turtles. I think maybe it was Venus that said this, but she had a pet hamster that she named Danger.
Yeah.
Was she...
No,
reference
no,
to Danger Mouse or something
she didn't
here?
Do it. They were fucking right. making a joke. But, because they were like, Danger's a turtle's middle name! She's like, I would name a hamster Danger, and they're like, no, dumbass, no.
Fucking, they're basic. They gave her an Egon moment.
Yeah.
Splinter sniffs the roof and says,
Eva. Right.
It's like, do you really have to shout Eva after sniffing this root?
Yes.
We already
yes,
know
they
that
do.
It's
because Splinter has to be over the top in this because this entire thing is vampires, turtles, and bone steel.
So while the team
and fucking Piccolo is always over the top,
which for what it's worth, I kind of like that they gave some sort of credibility, even though it's still garbage, to Bone Steel when you revealed that he was sitting there up on his fucking abandoned building roof,
mm-hmm.
still
where he fucking camps,
yep.
still,
and he knew that there was somebody that wasn't supposed to be there, and then he grabbed the vampire and he was like, look. I've killed a lot of your kind. Get the fuck out of here before I kill you too.
Right.
And the kid was looked like he was gonna cry.
Well, I mean, you gotta think that not often do vampires, especially in this continuity,
yeah.
come across people that, especially humans, that have actually hunted and killed their kind and
yeah.
been proficient at doing it. And he very blatantly was like, "Look, I literally keep a fucking box right next to me."
Mm-hmm.
Right up on my roof, always accessible, that is expressly here for the purpose of killing your kind. And he kicks it open, and everything in there is fucking death to you.
Yep.
Now, in the second part, I don't know if I should jump to the second part or not.
We're doing the whole
yeah.
part.
Yeah, we're doing the whole
I'm not
thing.
Fucking
I'm
talking
be,
episode to episode.
I'm
going to
be bringing up the names of the children, because I wonder, is the boy named Bane?
I don't fucking know.
It sounds like Bane, but it's like it's weird that you bring up his name being sounding like Bane after showing us the Batman and Robin.
I wish I cared enough, but I cannot remember their names.
And then the girl's
I could
name,
go back
Choo
and turn on the stupid fucking
no,
subtitles.
You can't. It's awful.
And they talk about revenge.
I never said I'm just gonna fucking turn it on with subtitles. I'm gonna read. And read names.
Still awful.
Yeah, it's true.
But
yeah,
see.
So anyway, so Venus figures out that it actually is a heart because she thought it was a whole bunch of bullshit.
And that's when
then,
it starts
hip-hopping. Yeah, then we have fucking Batman and Robin billboard above the fucking LED NYPD thing. But then fucking, because the queen vampire, basically, she formulates a plan to fucking keep an eye on Bone Steel because... Well, why does this human keep showing up every time we go after these fucking turtles? There's got to be something with him.
Yep, some kind of competence was actually shown in a villain. Made it...
For once.
Something. Bonesaw has consistently. Bonesteel has.
Bonesaw's ready.
Yes.
The second he said Bonesaw, I was like, Bonesaw McGraw.
But, but Bonesteel has consistently, slowly but surely, become more competent and more worthwhile with every appearance.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a slow process, but like, for as dumb and stupid and over the top as his character is being, they've given him legitimacy every time he's shown up. He
especially,
knows how to hunt them.
Yeah, especially
he's been
like,
studying them. He knows how to catch them. He's the only guy in the fucking series that has beat them.
Yeah, a couple of times.
And in this multi-parter, he really does beat them and capture them. Well, at least the four. But
He won.
Especially because in the last episode, so I got me this here diary, and it tells me, they're going to come out tomorrow because of a big plate in the sky.
he's been consistently watching
attention.
Them. He watches them, he keeps notes, he's trying to learn from
Leo
his ignorance.
Starts becoming... Yeah. And reading up on hunters.
Yeah,
finally, Leo does something very Leonardo and says, this guy keeps outwitting us because he knows something we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and know what the fuck he know.
Yeah.
And then he starts hunting Bonesteel.
Yeah. He's keeping a fucking eye on him. Like, Bonesteel's sitting there fucking with binoculars watching everything, and Leo's like 30 feet fucking behind him with fucking night vision goggles like, I see you.
Yeah. Finally.
So Leo's in, like, almost none of these episodes because he finally is doing something good.
Oh, and then
and being a leader.
We also get so many stupid heart puns. Ugh.
Yes.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
And then research. Venus does research.
Which makes sense. She would have to. She hasn't been trained. And now the only guy that seemed to be training is dead. And so it's literally up to her to rediscover every single thing shinobi that there was.
Yeah.
And when Phoenix first tries to face off against Van Me, which is the vampire's name, the vampires clap at her attempt at magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's not trained.
No. Yeah, and it's just like...
It's just like if you went outside today and you tried to fucking hunt a deer with a bow and arrow. Good luck.
Yeah, you have to be skilled to do that.
And it's probably more so, because you have to know the incantation, recite it perfectly, manifest your energy, aim it, and fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why at first when the guys are like, man, fuck this heart, just fucking give it to the vampires.
The vampires, they say the vampires are people issues. Well, then again, so is Bonesteel, and so is finding a lottery
ticket.
No,
Bonesteel is hunting them.
Yeah. Yeah, Bonesteel is an issue for animals, because he doesn't hunt people. He's already done that.
The turtles specifically say, we don't interfere in strictly human problems.
Yeah.
And to be fair, like the dragons, they are not strictly human problems. See, now here's the thing. These new turtles...
Ticket?
Really pay attention.
That's because of fucking silver.
No, but that's not the... Yeah, but that's also not the same thing because they had a chance to make money. That's not a human problem. That's a human want that they have because they're partly human and they're raised in a human society. But in order to avoid humans, do you notice they don't go out and punch out muggers?
Yeah.
You notice they're not out there helping cops?
Yeah.
They're not out there patrolling the streets?
Well, not like they... should, could be, but...
It's not that they even should and could be.
No.
They, for some reason, have a rule in this continuity that says, we, in order to stay hidden, do not interfere in strictly human problems. That mugger, it's their fucking problem.
Yep.
Human-on-human crime, I'm not interested because it exposes me.
Yeah.
They've purposely chosen to remove themselves from mass human activity and influence... so that they cannot be discovered.
Except when they get in their Hummer and motorcycle and go out and...
But that's not human problems. They've never once driven into the night and punched out muggers or thieves.
Yeah.
They fight Silverback because Silverback presents a problem to them because he lives in the sewer, and if the cops ever come down there on a mass citywide manhunt, they're going to find them. That's their problem.
Yep.
Stupid scientist guy wants to dissect them. Their problem. Dragon Man is a fuck bait. That's their fucking problem.
Like, Bone Steel's trying to turn him into fucking turtle shoes and a fucking surfboard and fucking all sorts of shit.
We have never seen these turtles expressly help humans, ever. Not even once. They've done things for their own benefit, never for ours.
Well, except for the rave. The rave was kind of to help, a bunch of shit, but that's different, because that's a costume party.
It was to
Nobody's
help, it was to help animals.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was still for their benefit. It was their exciting party.
Right. So it's not until the fourth part where we finally get a truce between Bone Steel and the vampires, which is where Bone Steel does get the turtles finally.
He did it. He saw his opportunity. He's learned from all the major incompetence of the villains that have come preceding him, and he said, hey, this is my chance.
And with this, the turtles almost get equipped up for vampires, but the equipment doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only does the equipment not work, the only thing that seems to have worked was in the last fucking episode before this one of, let me turn out the lights. Quick, use the fireworks of war. The fucking what now? And Bones just like, fuck this, and throws a goddamn net. Look, the sun is coming. Are you going to fucking help me or not?
Yeah, it's bizarre that the guy that I seemed to detest the most when he was first introduced became the only fucking competent level villain in the whole fucking series.
So while they're captured, Raphael seems to be wanting to protect his own shell and turn on his brothers.
But he's done this before to Bone Steel, and unfortunately the incompetence and insanity does kind of come back, and I'll help you out, don't worry, you just got to kill your brother. Okay. Bang!
Once again, Bone Steel shrinks himself.
Yeah.
Which, I guess that kind of just leads us into them trapping, Van Mee tries to summon her master to help her get to her heart, and the turtles expect something like this and set up a trap. And
for whatever reason, all those scrolls that have been left behind by her teacher with documentation of different monsters and things he's dealt with, and he knew some information that she discovered that there was this godlike vampire thing out there. Then, after not being able to decipher anything of use, aside from the fact that there were more of them out there, Splinter gives her an idea. He says, maybe since you can't find a link here,
maybe try linking with the heart.
He says, you're telepathic. The heart seems to be telepathic. So she hears what the heart is thinking, because the heart is still somehow tied to the vampire, and she knows that the vampire is literally about to fucking be magi-teleported right to their location, and she's like, what if we just fucking went to the sun right now and she just teleported into the sun?
So
That was smart for what it's worth, because a big evil that dies to sunlight is about to come kill you right now. Just go to the sunlight.
And once the kids collect the dust, they decide, we're staying here in New York.
Yeah, they were setting something up that we'll never see because that vampire, death by sunlight doesn't actually mean death for vampires in this continuity. It just means that they're going to have to do something to bring her back.
Yeah. Right. And then with the ending of showing Venus's accomplishments and stuff up to this point, it's like, oh, here's a nice place to end the show. Nope.
Nope, now we gotta go into one more fucking thing.
Last episode of this stupid ass show.
Episode 26.
Who needs her?
So another flashback
evidently
episode.
You guys fucking suck!
Yeah.
This is the episode I was watching on my way up here. I hate this episode.
It is this kind of shit that made people see Venus as a garbage character. People hated her. They didn't like the fact that there was an extra turtle added, and they didn't like the fact that through the entire course of this series, she has been treated by the other turtles as the lesser. And I'm not fucking doing the fucking sexist routine. They really have treated her like she's the fucking lowest tier, but she's the one that's fucking keeping them alive. So far, the only thing I fucking see is every now and then Raph gets a moment, every now and then Donnie gets a moment, but for the most part, she's the most competent turtle of the five.
Yeah, the only people getting moments are like her and Mikey.
Now she tries to cast a, what was it, a togetherness spell.
Yeah.
Which literally just puts them together in a fucking pile. Bubble, yeah. But Mikey saves his cake. That's the important part.
It's true.
And cake. Splinter somehow captures the spell under a tablecloth. And bounces up and down like a ball.
Oh my god, you fucking did.
And they talk about how Venus first met the rank, and they show Venus first meeting the foot instead.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. They fucked up. Who even cares?
But anyway, Venus gets captured by the dragons, and somehow, it's not shown how, she escaped.
Yeah.
Never shown how.
Yeah, I don't... They just... It's done.
So,
it's done. That was the fucking series.
Yay!
Yay!
Shane, get back! It's over!
Yeah, bring your ass in here, or else we can't rate it and we can't end the episode.
Well, he might be taking a piss, too, so...
That's true, he might be. It looks like he does have tea, and with tea being a diuretic, yeah, you do piss a lot.
Come in here and end this fucking awful series.
So we can get back to... Mullet babies.
He lost his sister, it's true.
Mullet babies.
He was playing with that ball.
We gotta fucking write these down.
Like I said, this can be our new shirt.
I even thought about that earlier this, because I fucking woke up at like 7 o'clock this morning. I was like, I need to find the old Muppet Babies intro and fucking see how we could change the lyrics to be Mullet Babies.
The weird thing is, I tried finding an instrumental version of it. The only thing I could find is of the new series.
I can't believe that.
Which isn't
Shane!
True. Shane, it's over.
Take your fucking Vegeta shirt, sit your ass down. We gotta rate this.
Zero.
It's done. Zero. Okay.
Damn. Yeah, we do have to rate this series now.
1.2 from me. Hold on, I'm still in text message mode because Hannah wanted me to wake her up before we went and did shit with her mom for her birthday weekend.
Even if you're a fan, I doubt you will like these turtles. Aesthetically, they are not actually bad. I can see where, for its time, the animatronics were decent. I've seen way fucking worse on series that have more money.
Yeah.
I saw some of the things that they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. That they simply could not do. And I feel like the attitude was mistaken. I feel like, remember in the first three or four Power Ranger episodes, it was almost ran like a comedy, where there was a lot of dumb moments, like the way Billy would hug fight and different shit like that.
Like
there's even that fucking moment where Jason puts a kid on his shoulders, and then that kid holds a kid, and then that kid locks onto the legs and he spins them around like a propeller, and that was a fucking kung fu move.
Right.
Dumb shit happened in Power Rangers. But they figured out pretty quick, keep the campiness, but we need to move into more serious ideas during the fighting.
Yeah.
This show never left that dumb, campy atmosphere, even during battles that could have been something. And had they actually turned it around and done some more serious foot versus turtles type of battles to create the whole putty effect, it probably could have worked. Not that it would have been good, but it would have been passable. So even if you're a fan, you will detest major parts of this. So, I shan't give it a 2. I shall give it about a 1.2.
Oh, so what I gave, okay.
It is awful, but you will find some aesthetics here that are not bad.
And I'm sorry, but I just watched your wife back out of the driveway by going through the neighbor's yards.
I know.
If I had to rate her driving, I'd probably give it a 1.2 as well.
I know.
She starts trying to fucking cut back this way by turning the wheel to go that way.
To be fair, I'd have asked people to move. I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm not even in the driveway over here, so...
Yeah, it's always just me and Shane, and usually the only one that's got to move is Shane.
Well, I don't know...
And she had Amanda with her, so Amanda could have moved the car.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where they had to go that they had to back out.
Anyway.
So, for me, this was utter bullshit.
Understandable.
And
it is.
And I'm going to give it 2 middle fingers, 1.1.
Okay.
Fair enough. That works. Okay. So we take that.
We're about 35. On the same page. Shane is.
Shane's the only zero.
Look, I know that you're. I know that you're.
I don't
want to
give it a zero. I don't want to come back to it.
No, yeah, no, I'm not even. I'm not even making that joke. I'm just saying, it's my job to analyze and to try to remove my own bias.
Right.
If you want my personal opinion, this is a zero.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving my personal opinion. My job is to analyze and grade the series.
And
if
I
do that.
It's been so long since we've done a series, I don't remember. Do we do like the combine it and divide it, or is it just leave it as is?
No, we combine and divide.
Combine and divide,
yep.
Okay. So overall then, the series got a 0.875, so a 0.88.
So, let's finish this awfulness. I dropped the chance for fans to comment in. Did we get any responses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
He says, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's responses.
Oh.
Let's
hear what they have to say.
First, our buddy Ronan.
Okay.
This show's based...
Which, call out to you. You won't get this today, but today we are filming on your birthday. I've seen it on the Facebook, so happy birthday from the Sentai Review and from these Ninja Turtles, too. They love you, buddy.
Yep.
This show is basically what you get when you take the worst aspects of kids' TV back in the 90s and put it in a blender. Crap intro.
Good.
Horrible puns.
Good.
Vehicles for toys.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's right.
Underdeveloped villains.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Stupid heroes and dated computer effects.
Oh, yep. 100%.
Saban thought this would save after the disasters that were VR Troopers and Mass Ride.
Derp!
Where... Utter Garbage Beetleborgs, on the other hand, was a better show and was doing better than Turbo was, despite having the child superhero complex.
Okay.
Concept, sorry. But to sum it up, fuck this show. I have younger relatives, and this is not a show I'd show them. Hell, I'd take Turtles 3 over this garbage.
Agreed. We were able to analyze Turtles 3, and even though we didn't like it, we had a lot to talk about.
Yes.
That was positive stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Thank God there was good Turtles material afterwards, 2003, 2012 series.
Yes, because that series was good.
Crossover with Batman comics and the new animated film, and Ghostbusters comic, I think. One last thing. Shane, it's Christmas morning. You have 4 DVDs shaped. Gifts under the tree, which could be of the following. Next Mutation, Mass Rider, Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, or Turtles 3. The one you open, you must watch for the next 24 hours straight. How shitty is your Christmas?
Do I have to choose which one?
You get to open one of these 4 gifts.
And watch it
24. And in these gifts, you have Tattoo Teams, you have this show, you have Turtles 3, and what was the
other
one?
Yeah, this is easy for me.
This is easy, Turtles 3.
Yep, Turtles 3 all
because,
the way.
Oh, no, you don't get to pick. There's a choice. Yeah. Are you opening the gifts?
Yeah, the
Because you
reps,
must watch
you
one of these 4 things.
Whatever one you
for
open.
For 24 hours. So there's a 1 in 4 shot that you get Turtles fucking 3.
Oh, then that's easy. I don't open the gifts.
So, Christmas
burn the tree.
Is shitty. You're going to burn
the tree.
Your gifts.
Burn the tree.
Burn the tree.
Burn the
tree and the gifts. Okay.
Don't even take the chance. Burn the tree.
Nope.
I can stomach
and
Turtles
no.
3.
And no. Yes, but no. But then I can't choose, and there's still a 1 in 4 chance. No, fuck that. Here's
but you could
do.
Also end up watching the Tattooed Teenage.
No. Most, I'd probably would probably be better than Next Mutation. Who knows? But I'm going to tell you this right now.
We could find out.
Yeah, we could.
We have that awful
we
show.
We have the ability.
Or we don't and say we did. So here's what we do.
Fair enough.
My Christmas is not shitty. Because somebody is like, well, these are the gifts I gave you. I'm like, oh, I had a good Christmas. Watch that shit burn.
Burn the tree.
Burn the tree.
Burn the tree.
Okay, so who...
Next up would be Ian McDaniel, who says, terrible, just terrible. I did kind of like the Power Rangers crossover episode, though. Yeah, terrible. T-R-B-L, terrible.
Terrible.
let me see here. And then there's like a million comments, so let's see. Also, did the girl turtle really have boobs? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go down the line. Just read them all.
Okay. No, yeah, no. He just asked the question, wait, did the girl turtle really have tits? Yes. There really were titties on that turtle.
Turtle titties like duck tits.
Duck so tits. Then, so then the next, I'll let fucking Scott read. Yeah.
So you said there were comments.
Yeah, there were.
There were replies
it was
under
him
that.
Replying. He says, also, does the girl
have
boobs?
Oh, he replied
boobs?
To himself?
There
yes.
was also
okay.
some other replies,
and then
too.
Aaron Juergen says, yes, everything looks better with boobs. And Ian says, yes, you're right.
Ooh, oh, no, I'm going to argue with you. Female Jabba the Hutts? No.
Yes, exactly.
Bill?
No.
And then...
Bill? No. Titties, Bill? Nope.
Yeah. Old Bill Logan with tits.
Yep, no.
And then Nick Martinez jumps
in. I don't know.
And
I
says,
could rock,
else
I could rock
know
a fucking C cup. I don't know.
Look, then Nick Martinez says, how else would you know it's female? And Ian says, her voice and feminine figure. Do turtles even have titties? As a man with a literal set of B cup titties, I shared the fucking photo of me putting on a fucking B cup bra and it fucking fit.
It was terrifying.
Put it in the fucking episode. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God.
As a man with titties.
Nightmares for everyone, courtesy of the fucking Sentai
Courtesy
Review.
Of fucking Seth Sario Lovell here.
And Future
to be
Scott,
honest,
finds
how do you know if it's a female? Usually it falls right between the legs. That's how you know.
To be fair, I mean, I had to see that nightmare. They all need to
yeah.
as well.
They all need to as well.
Yeah. Usually between the
no
legs
offense.
Is how you can tell male or female.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not making fun of anybody who's in the transition phase right now.
Her frame and everything, she was 100% a female. The person inside the costume, it wasn't just like where they got like a small Asian dude that could do kung fu to fit inside the suit and pose as a female. That was a girl.
Yeah.
Because even transition girls... Or guys, transgenders or whatever. Even they, you're still parts in their figures in general because our bone structure is different than a woman's bone structure. You can still see it if you know what you're looking for.
Yep.
You can identify as whatever you want. And I've said it on my Twitter. You got one fucking life to live. If you need to be a girl to live that life better and to have a decent life, do what the fuck you gotta do and fuck everybody who stands against you in the process.
Exactly.
So the next comment is by your wife, Michelle.
Oh, no.
Glad you guys are done with this show, so I don't have to watch it anymore.
So are we!
True. I would watch it in the living room on the big TV, and it would go... And she would be like, oh, this fucking show!
Well, she told us this yesterday. Look, where she was like, you would be like... Hey,
and I had to play it to kind of absorb what was going on. I would play it in there as we were going to sleep, so I could, like, hear it as I was falling out, so parts of it would stick with me, and we'd turn it on, and she'd be like, oh, god damn it.
Well, here's how bad it was. Even though I'm watching it on YouTube on my own phone, and there's a living room I can go to, I would come home, we would make dinner, we'd eat dinner, and then we'd watch something while we're eating. Now, we watched fucking Terminator 2 the other night with dinner. That's perfectly fine, because I had a shitty day on Monday, as you can tell from the car wreck. So, basically, I fucking ended up saying, you know what? I got turtles to watch, it's fine. And Hannah would go, okay, let me get my headphones. And she would literally steal my Turtle Beach headset, because it's an actual fucking set of cans that goes all the way over your ear, and whatever you're listening to, crank that bitch to max, you hear nothing but what you're listening to.
I know.
And I was like, fair enough.
I guess the last one for now.
Yeah, it's Nick Martinez.
Why do you say for now? Is it just the last one we have?
Yeah, it's the last one on there currently.
Then that's all we got for this episode.
So it's Nick Martinez. Go ahead and read, Shane.
This show should have aired during season one and have the crossover then. It would have blown everyone away.
So with Mighty Morphin.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that could have helped it at all. It had a crossover with one of what is considered to be one of the best moments in Power Rangers history, which was Space. And even crossing over with those guys couldn't save it. You can't save this show. Even if these guys would have been around and shown up, it still would have been these fucking turtles showing up in the 90s. Fucking fighting alongside the Mighty Morphin, and it still would have been the same garbage.
And let's make it worse. At that point, Saban literally had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to work with to help push the turtles. Both shows would have died.
You never know, because here's the thing. Space does one off with them and then goes about its business. Power Rangers would have done the same, but even though the episode would have been different because we wouldn't have been dealing with a spaceship, you can't save these turtles.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't make it better. You would have to, if this turtles, the way it was thought out, this is what they came up with. You have to rebuild this fucking show literally from the ground up to fix it. It's all you could do. It's the only thing you could do. You could keep the same costumes and designs, and I'll bet you, with proper thought and a change in direction, this could have happened. But what they decided to do, you can't save it.
Right.
Doesn't matter what Rangers these guys would have went up with.
Well, there you go. That is our review of Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. Please never watch it.
Right. Someone do a charity flush.
So, speaking in which, we got this guy.
We got a guy that's returning.
He posts on our network from time to time, like every other day.
Yeah,
and we've been talking about a lot of turtles, so he decided to start reviewing some turtles.
Oh, I thought you meant something else that we might discuss later.
And you know what's about to happen? He told me he's reviewed Turtles 1,
Turtles and 2, and 3.
And I said, man, you keep this going, you're going to have to review the next mutation. And he said, no, the only way I'm doing that is if it's on the Canadian...
Netflix.
Netflix.
And guess what?
Well, he checked. Guess what's on there?
Oh, shit! You have fun with that, Josh.
Yes. Yes, sir. That's exactly who it is. And so he will be following in our footsteps, our muddy, shitty, track through the swamp footsteps.
I'm trying to find that post that he does.
Well, he could have fun with that, because look, we did this covering all of this shit on an already shitty day. Although I say shitty day, I mean technically speaking, either way. Because sadly, we got to do an episode of Tinseltown Stiffs later too. Discuss that shit.
Well, this is it. We don't have to talk about these fucking things anymore.
Now we can break it.
No, that's my copy.
Now we can break yours.
We are going to have to come up with a special episode of what the fuck to do to that awful fucking
live
DVD.
Recording.
Yes.
Not only do we gotta
destroy Turtles: The Next Mutation, I gotta bring back that Prince of Persia DVD that I got.
Yeah, we gotta
to destroy.
Do that too.
I guess, but that's so old. This one I want to break.
Right.
I want to do something to it.
Hold on. We have to end this the right way.
I'm glad that's his mic. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.